This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We've been celebrating this whole week the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're in the octave of Easter and celebrating the great victory. What's at the center of our faith is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's why Christianity is a life. It's new life. It's divine life. It's not just a religious rule. It's not just a moral system. It's not just one of the many hundreds of religious expressions that have happened in human history. This is the one true God, God the Father, sending his Son to become one of us. And it's God himself in his Son, Jesus, saving us, a race of people separated that no other religious leader, no other God claimed by man, no one could accomplish what Jesus has done, because only Jesus has within himself both a participation in our nature and the nature of God himself. Christ is God. We worship him as God. He's not a half a God. He is the Son of God for all eternity. And the glory that he had with the Father for all eternity, he came to take on human flesh so that he could raise us, a race of people who've fallen from glory, to take us up into glory, to have an eternal destiny that we said yesterday that we could hope in. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program really at any time this week or even yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to those programs. I think they'll encourage you. They'll build them up, spread them around with your friends. The best way to access the program is to just download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to my program, Sister Ann's program, our television programs, view all our videos. All of it you can do at your own convenience. This program, this radio program's on pretty early in the morning in some parts of the country, and it's kind of tough to get it. So the app is very helpful. And then I want to encourage you as well to download the Ave Maria app. We have all the wonderful programming like Al Crestus, Crest in the Afternoon, Father John Ricardo's programs, and many others. I think they'll build you up. And to engage in the work of mission and evangelization, it can be pretty simple. Tell your friends about it. Tell your friends about these programs if they've been a blessing to you. Tell them about the app and how easy it is to get the apps and to be able to tune into these programs whenever they have time to do it at their own convenience. So yesterday I was talking about Paul's wonderful preaching in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where he was talking about the ministry that we've been given to proclaim the good news and the truth about Jesus and what he's accomplished for us in his dying and rising and now his ascension into glory and being seated at the right hand of the Father. We have in Jesus the destiny of the human race. And so when we see by God's grace that reality which Paul describes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, this is the one thing the devil does not want us to see. The devil, the king of this world, this kingdom of darkness that's hostile to God, refuses to acknowledge God and God's reign. He wants the human race, the devil wants the human race to live without hope, to be slaves to the power of sin and death, ultimately to be his slave. And when human beings are in darkness and they have no hope, what does it produce? Despair, discouragement, and all the things that come with it. Suicide, addiction, depression, rage, anger, confusion, desire to escape in any way, in every way that we possibly can, chaos, disorder, perversions of all kinds. This is what the kingdom of darkness produces. The kingdom of light, the kingdom of beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that Paul's talking about, brings about what? New life. And new life characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. We get conformed into the person of Jesus. It's so important for us to see that the Father has exalted the Son and claimed, this is my beloved Son. And because of what the Son has done, he's humbled himself by becoming obedient even unto death, death on a cross. And therefore, Paul tells us, God has highly exalted him. And in Jesus, he's given him the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bend and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus, God has crowned humility, obedience, self-donating love. This is what heaven is about. Jesus brought heaven to earth, and through what God values, what God calls great, what God calls good, is revealed in the life of Jesus. And Jesus talked about himself in the Sermon on the Mount so beautifully. He described, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are those who have a pure heart, or single-hearted for God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." That's Jesus. He's describing himself. That's what he wants to conform all of us to. That's what he wants to bring us into. That's the life of the kingdom, to walk out the Sermon on the Mount under the power and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul said yesterday in this reading we read that this begins by opening the eyes of our hearts, you could say, your heart and mine, to see God's plan. We say, what is God's plan? God's plan fundamentally is a person. And by the grace of the Holy Spirit, through the proclamation of the gospel, human hearts can be open to the reality of who Jesus actually is and what he's done and what he's accomplished. And we can come to an experiential knowledge of his majesty and his glory and his kingship. And then we see in him, as Paul said, I'll read again this beautiful line. It's God the Father, when the gospel's preached, when Jesus Christ is Lord is preached. Paul says, Jesus Christ as Lord, Jesus Mary's son, a historical person, the second person of the Trinity, the God-man, when he's talked about and proclaimed. Remember, Christianity is not just preaching values. We're not just preaching morals. We're not just preaching, more commandments. First and foremost, Christianity is saying to the world, not just do better, get your act together. It's, look, come receive God's mercy and salvation given to you by the one and only who can save you, and that's Jesus. And he saves you by becoming a sacrifice for your sin. He saves you by giving the power to become a new creation and to participate and share in his glory. And so Paul says so beautifully here, for it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness. That's the God at creation, right? God said, let light shine out of darkness. It's that God who works, and he says, shines the same light into hearts of people who are open to receiving the testimony of his son. And a light shines in, and we're given a knowledge. We get to see something. Our eyes are opened, and a revelation happens. And the revelation in us, this is a miracle, this is God's work. A revelation happens, that is, we see God's glory. We who've fallen from glory and we stumble day after day, month after month, year after year, pursuing earthly glories, and one trophy after another gets raised and one ring gets shown and one award happens. And we long, friends, for glory. And we like to look at people who do great things and receive glory. We like to be close to them in different ways. But everything in this earth just fades. All the glory fades. I mean, look at how many guys have given away their, sold their Super Bowl rings on eBay or their Heisman trophies, or they just, it all becomes basically, friends, dust and ashes. The best this world can give just fades. It's all fading. That's the condition of this world. But there's a glory that's greater, that's conquered, that's eternal, that will never end. It's the glory that's in the person of Jesus. And it is what everyone longs for deep in our hearts. And it's the only glory that will satisfy. And it's what God himself gives to us and gives to those who humble themselves. Remember what Paul tells us so clearly. He says, God chooses what's weak in the world. What the world considers weak and foolish, God exalts. We have to be careful that we don't get caught up in the energy of the world, both bearing the name of Catholic or the name of Christian, but we get caught up in the energy of the world and we run after, or we grovel after, what the world calls great and mighty and powerful, whether it's money, power, popularity, fame, prowess, whatever it is. Those things, the kingdom of heaven is totally unimpressed. In the kingdom of God, that's not what gets rewarded. What gets rewarded is what the world calls foolish, what I just described, who Jesus is, being poor in spirit, mourning for the condition of the human race, walking in meekness. My strength is under control. I'm not dominating others by my strength. I'm not boasting of my strength. I'm boasting of my weakness. This is what God glorifies. It's amazing. The kingdom of God is really different than the kingdom of this world. And Paul says, when God sheds his light into our hearts and we see the real glory that never fades in the person of Jesus, we understand our destiny. And real hope is born, eternal hope, a hope that will never disappoint us, St. Paul says. And then, of course, he goes on later in the same chapter, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and talks so beautifully, and he encourages us. He said, we do not lose heart. He said, so don't lose heart. Just prior to that, he was talking about this treasure that we have in Christ. We carry about in earthen vessels. We're weak and broken people. And we're still inhabiting a fallen world. And Paul says, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged by your weakness. Keep moving toward the Lord. Set your eyes on the King. Trust in him. He's enough for you. And then verse 16, he says, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. That's a verse that's worth memorizing and internalizing, because in a nanosecond, it's either going to be that or something else in your life and mine. Life is short. It's a breath. It's a passing shadow. And this is what we ought to be living for. But we can't really live for this until we see the glory that's in the life and the person of Jesus, till we actually behold by God's grace our destiny. And we come to see the treasure that's hidden in the field. The treasure that's hidden in the field is a person. It's Jesus. It's the King of the kingdom and the kingdom that he's offering to us. And we can see, as he passed from death to life, so I will pass from death to life. And we can now make sense of what he said to the apostles at the Last Supper when he said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. What can man do to you? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus passed from death to life. And we don't have to be afraid in this life. We don't have to be under the domination of a troubled heart, a fear-filled heart. But we can come into freedom when we see and we live with this eternal perspective. Let me read it again. So we do not lose heart. So friends, in these difficult, challenging times, don't lose heart. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. And listen to Paul's words. Though our outer man is wasting away. I'm 62 now. I can tell you, my outer man's wasting away. But our inner man is being renewed every day. Think about that often, especially when you look in the mirror and you're discouraged by the fact that your outer man is wasting away. Let that be a sign and a confirmation of what Scripture says is going on in your inner man, that you're being renewed every day and you're getting closer and closer to glory. Paul says, for this slight momentary affliction, which we call life on earth, is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And that's what the gospel opens up for us. A peek, a gaze into eternal life revealed to us in a person, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.